The U.S. Air Force has sacked 9 nuclear commanders over an exam cheating scandal. Authorities say dozens of junior officers will also be disciplined over the scandal. The cheating has implicated more than half of launch officers of a nuclear base in the state of Montana. In Italy, a group of protesters have gathered near the U.S. Embassy in Rome to show their anger at President Barack Obama's visit to their country. Protesters criticized Washington for its military policies abroad. They also described Obama's foreign policy as warmongering. The U.S. has blocked the export of sensitive material and technologies to Moscow after the integration of Crimea into Russia. The blocked items include defense-related goods and services. The measure comes after the U.S. and the EU announced sanctions against Russia over the crisis in Crimea. The Pentagon says there is no sign of a Russian military exercise along Ukraine's border despite a troop buildup. Pentagon officials say Russia continues to reinforce units along the eastern and southern Ukrainian border. Moscow says the troops have been deployed there to conduct regular military exercises. Members of a far-right militia group in Ukraine have attacked the parliament building in the capital, Kiev. The right sector protesters smashed the windows of the building and demanded the resignation of the interior minister. They say the minister is responsible for the death of one of their leaders. In Spain, students have held nationwide rallies to show their anger at the government's austerity measures. Dozens of students have been arrested across the country on charges of public disorder. The cost-cutting measures, which increase fees and slash scholarships, have affected schools and universities. A report by a charity organization says welfare cuts have hit the poor in Europe disproportionately hard. The Caritas report says the cuts have put the people's health at risk and increased poverty among children. It's also called on officials to shift the focus onto social goals. Political parties in India are gearing up for general elections, which will take place next month. An estimated 814 million people are eligible to vote in the upcoming elections. A new government is expected to be formed by the end of May.